Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, kiddos. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Take it away, Lindsay.
Thanks, Clinton. Super excited.
I don't know. I don't get this.
I know you don't, but I love to do it because
I was here the day it happened.
I was like, that was a one-day bit that has gone for months.
Because Chris made a big deal how Lindsay doesn't have any emotion. She doesn't care. She doesn't take it from me. And then Lindsay went over the top, and now he doesn't like it because she's so over the top.
Right. Okay. All right. Ha-ha. Okay. I got it. Go on. Pardon me.
Hey, now listen. Listen, Clinton, when you fill in, you do the show. You do our show. That's part of our show. You can't just be like, this is not the
best. I'm getting so much hate for not liking Love Boat.
Go ahead. Let's get through Lindsay's.
So what you need to know is that the Rose Bowl Legacy Foundation announced today its inaugural class of 100 players and 13 coaches that were selected for the new California High School Football Hall of Fame. It's going to be unveiled at the Rose Bowl in November. Players and coaches were nominated by the public and suggested by media sources for their contributions to high school football in the state, and a panel voted to endorse the first group of honorees. So the list is filled with some of football's greatest players who have made their mark in California high school sports, from John Elway, who played at Granada Hills, to Tom Brady, who played at San Mateo Serra. There's also Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, Serra.
Oof. Pasadena Muir, yep. Reggie Bush from Helix, and Richard Sherman from Compton Dominguez.
Yeah, the Dons.
Yeah. So an exhibit's going to be built at the Rose Bowl to house the Hall of Fame, and a ribbon-cutting ceremony is scheduled for November 21st. So that's what you need to know.
That's pretty cool. You know what's also nominated on the list? Our own Maurice Jones-Drew from Concord De La Salle.
MJD, yeah.
Yeah, so it's nice. It's pretty cool that they're going to do this, and if you go over 100 years of high school football, and they also have some of the legendary coaches going to be on the list. So there's going to be a lot of guys don't get on the first time, but as they progress and continue to grow every single year.
Oh, it's one of those where
they're not going to honor. Like, well, I mean,
they're just an opening class.
Yeah, it's the opening class. Right. Like, okay, Jackie Robinson, you're in.
Yeah, Reggie Bush, you're in.
Okay.
Yo, Matt Leinart
also in there.
Jack Roosevelt Robinson aside, who do you think had the best actual high school career of all those guys?
Oh, that were just named. I mean, I don't even know some of the numbers that they put out because it was different times, different eras. It's like, but the ones that are going to go in are the coaches. There were some legendary coaches. The coach of my high school, Gene Vonnegut, the all-time winningest coach in California history. He had like 260 something wins or something like that. But there's been a lot of guys that every year they always come out with the number of players that come from California that are in the NFL. Or then you narrow it down to the ones from Southern California. Just ridiculous the amount of football talent that's here in the state.
Hey, who else is going to be on there? ESPN's own Teddy Bruschi.
Teddy Bruschi? He's from out here? I didn't know that.
I definitely knew that. Yeah. He played USA. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no, I know he's from Arizona. I didn't know where he's from.
He went to Arizona, but didn't he?
He must be a Northern California guy.
Anyway. Okay. Thank you, Lindsay.
Cool.
Appreciate that. Checking in on the community. Come on, Durant Sports, don't hate on the Love Boat movement. And hold on, I'm only reading this because there's a tremendous turn of phrase here. At Cool Nerd 74, the Seaside chapter of the Handsome Man community approves. Very well done out of you. That is fantastic work right there. Sidebar, yesterday was the birthday of one of the most tremendous black women in the history of Hollywood, never mind this country. Halle Berry turned 56. Where does Halle Berry rank on the list?
I'm still trying to figure out what the hell David Justice did.
That's a deep cut. For those of you who don't know, David Justice was married to Halle Berry.
Yeah, in her prime.
Somehow managed to botch it.
Or maybe she's the one to botch it. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. But
the rumor is that he was a womanizer.
Well, the thing is, Halle could do no wrong for me.
Yeah.
She's amazing. She's fantastic.
What is your favorite Halle Berry role? Let's go through the list of some great, great ones. A, Jungle Fever, banger. She was also in The Last Boy Scout. She was also in Boomerang.
Yeah.
I'm going to skip the one that's my favorite because I'm going to get to it later. Oh, Losing Isaiah was a pretty serious movie. Bullworth, funny. X-Men, I forgot that she was in X-Men as Storm. Monsters Ball is the one most people remember her
for. Of course.
For reasons that we're not allowed to discuss on this family program.
Yeah.
Die Another Day, she was in. That was good.
And the you know where Halle Berry's from, right? You she was born?
Cleveland.
Yeah, Ohio. Cleveland alert.
Oh, wait, here we go. The funny thing about Halle is that, like, great actress. She's not in that many super great movies, which is not a knock on her. That happens a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain actors are really good, but you're like, oh, that movie was all right. My favorite movie she was in is, of course, The Program.
Oh, yeah.
Where she plays Omar Epps' girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he says that great line where she's like, how do you go to places without figuring out, everybody doesn't figure out who you are? He goes, I just go to where all white people are. Yes! Omar Epps,
I knew
it
was going to be your line.
God, that was
Told you during the commercial, she was at the 360 boxing show that Tom Loeffler put on in at Quiet Canyon a couple weeks ago. I was supposed to work that show, but I was in Texas working a different one, and my boy Henry Ramirez, boxing trainer, he's like, You missed out. She was there taking pictures with everybody.
Pressing the flesh?
Pressing the flesh at a small club boxing show. She's for the people, Clinton.
What was she doing there?
Same thing you were doing at Quiet Canyon, being with the people. She was being with the people. No, she's a boxing fan. So
okay.
Tom Loeffler managed Triple G, so she knows him, and she showed up a couple weeks ago. So everybody got
no
a picture
idea.
Except for me.
I had no idea Halle Berry was a boxing fan.
Yeah, she's been out there before.
Speaking of missed opportunities and other things like that, though, we have an update on the app situation from your boy. We are off the apps.
Oh.
We're done with the apps.
Okay.
Bumble, done. All right. Hinge, done. Tinder was never on it. And this other one that I'm not going to name, done with that too.
Okay.
Couple reasons, most of which are very simple. I was A, spending a little bit too much time on it, and B, getting a little overwhelmed with the results I already had. That's the thing. People don't realize this about dating apps, is that you can, if you want to, you can really be out there. You know what I'm saying? All sorts of likes, all
the
sorts
numbers.
Of swipes. The numbers game is strong in these streets. Listen, as the president of the local chapter of the Handsome Man community, I wasn't worried about the numbers.
Yeah, you're casting a wide net.
I was worried about the quality of applicants, so to speak. Found a couple people, some things went well. And then I realized, you know what? I don't need this anymore. Because it required me to get back in the game. We talked about that one date that I went on where a homegirl showed up.
At the soccer game?
At halftime. You know what I'm saying? And that ended up working out. So that's a person I know. There were a couple other dates here and there. And I realized, like, paying money for this.
Oh, you have to pay?
Bro. The problem is that here's the way the apps work. You can get on for free, but you can't really do anything in terms of, like, checking messages.
Oh, next level. You have to pay for
something. Knowing who's actually swiping
you. So, like, what, $4 or $5 or what?
$4 or $5. You nuts? You're way low on that. How about that? Multiply that by 10.
Come on.
Bro, yeah. You have been out the game for a while. So had I. I was kind of like, $40 a month? You kidding me?
A month? Dude, we go downstairs to the Yard House and, like, buy two drinks. Like, what's up? Que paso, mija?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I realized. I was like, after being on this for all of, what, a month?
And these are multiple apps?
Yeah.
So that means multiple.
No, I only paid that for one.
I was like, why are you paying one?
Because he's a guy. You got to pay different levels, man.
That's true. That's
really
smart.
Yeah, have you, not like, free. Yeah.
Have you heard about that new one out? No, we'll talk about that later. It's only for certain people.
The rich people?
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The people.
Raya? It's for, like,
you have to get invited?
Oh, no, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, there's another one.
This is another story. It's for people who don't look like you, people who don't look like me, people who don't look like me. Anyway.
No, I got it.
But, yo, it's expensive, bro. And, like, I find, because I was like.
It's expensive being single.
I got to enough. Let's just say, after the summer league squad, the rotation was filled out. I was like, how much am I actually spending on this? Because at the time, I wouldn't say I was desperate, but, like, I didn't really know any better. And I was just kind of thinking to myself, like, sure, whatever. Whatever I spend on it is whatever I spend on it. I started looking up those, you know, on Apple, they got the, like, subscription joint. And I was like, bro, I'm putting out way too much cash to just be swiping around.
Because it goes to your Apple.
Yeah, you have to buy subscriptions to.
And anytime you download something or buy something, you're just like, whatever. Yeah.
You're not really thinking about
until
it.
Until you see the bill, you're like, whoa, wait a minute.
Hold up. What happened?
Insufficient funds. What? Right.
No, but it was just like, I was like, I'm spending way too much money on this. Laura, do you think I've made a good decision getting off the app?
Yes, I do.
I feel like all women are anti-app.
No.
I don't understand.
That's not true.
Maybe not all, but most I know.
Like I said, I've done it before. I just think, like, I did it when I was, like, bored. I didn't really care to get much out of it.
Same.
So it's just, I feel like you and pretty much everybody in this room can go out and meet people very easily.
But that's kind of
hard.
That's also the hurdle is that if me and Beto walk into the space, you know what I'm saying, the mayor of Carson and the president of local Hansen Man community, you don't know what we're getting. We got all sorts of fish in the net. You know what I'm saying? At least there's some filtration.
No, no, because
filtration is what you
need.
You
know what I'm saying? That's a factor.
You also got a lot more catfishes in the app.
Though. Exactly. That's what I was going to say. There's a lot more people that can catfish you.
That was strong, by the way, Lindsay.
Yeah, that was quick.
That was good
true.
Right there. Yeah.
But it's true. And also, like, I feel like people can be... I don't want to say faker, but it's easier to be fake. You know, on
Twitter
the apps.
Fingers, man.
That's true. I will say this though: what the app did was, besides completely stripping me of my dignity as it's designed to do, it made me realize how like to actually do it. Because listen, I'm like, I haven't been on the dating game in tons of years, and most people I dated were people who knew me through other things. And I was like, all right, well, you know, you're here, whatever. The idea of like. Telling people who you are in, I don't want to say real life because we're pretty real on the air here, Beto, but like getting yourself out there. Once I did that on the apps, it was a little easier in person to do that sort of the right way, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Because I ended up meeting a couple of people through friends of friends and, you know, other people I knew. And I was like, oh, I feel way better about this because I've actually put myself in a place. Lindsay, is it noticeable or no?
No. No.
I set that all up just to get shot down, but it's all right. It's all right.
Listen, I had no idea that like men have to pay money to like to go on these apps to get the best experience out of it. So that's news to me.
That's the world you're living in. You didn't know that?
No, I had no idea.
That's the whole business model for every single app.
It makes sense now that you say that, but I honestly had no idea.
Yeah. I thought it was free. It was free for me.
But it makes sense. So it's like when you go to a club, a lot of times it's like the men have to pay a cover charge, but the girls get in free.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Ladies,
I get it.
Ladies drink free, exactly, or whatever.
I get it.
I had one.
You feeling good, though?
I'm feeling pretty good, man.
Feeling good?
Like, I met somebody else. I mean, I'm not, when I say met somebody, I don't mean like, you know, wedding bells. I just mean that, like.
Maybe happy hour bells.
Bow chicka bow wow. Yeah, no. Maybe some happy hour bells. Maybe some, anyway, other
some
bells.
Some coloring, some, you know, some stuff happening.
Color Remind. Color Remind.
What
mine
I was
going
to say is I let one of them look at my Bumble in person. She was straight up like, this is weak. You can do way better.
Keeper.
On your own.
That's
keeper. That, right. And I was like, you know what? I actually appreciate that. You know what I'm saying?
That's a keeper right
there.
That's
where we are. The apps are done. And by done, I mean I'm letting them expire. I haven't yet deleted them, but I have not renewed my subscription.
So you haven't signed a long-term contract?
No.
So you haven't gone to arbitration or anything like that?
Listen, the starting five is not locked in.
Okay.
All right. Like I said, summer league roster, you know, was observed, but that's where we are, so. Hopefully I don't go to any more soccer games and have to wait around forever.
You find people when you're waiting.
That's true.
To the credit, though, that was at the Rose Bowl.
That was at the Rose Bowl.
90,000 people. No servers. That's kind of hard.
It was pretty tricky.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You know, there was a story in the LA Times the other day that said something. It was in the lifestyle section, and it was like, get off the dating apps and go to Whole Foods checkout line to find somebody because you probably have a better chance of meeting someone there.
I don't understand that. Like, these people who goes to the grocery store?
Who dresses up for the grocery store?
No, you don't have to dress up, but who's flirting at the grocery store?
That's like, weird.
It's not that weird, but it is awkward. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm buying, I don't know, whatever I'm trying to buy, I don't want to interface with people on that level. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to talk to people.
Now, grocery store bar is a personal specialty of mine.
That's grocery store bar? What's that?
You don't know about that?
No.
If you walk to the nearest Whole Foods, there's a whole bar right there.
What? Yeah. Like you can drink?
I was going to say, the high-end grocery stores, I'll have them. But
oh, yeah. That's like a thing.
Yeah, down the street.
Well,
down the
street. I mean,
North Gate, Vallarta.
Vallarta, we're not having that,
you
man.
You get like a flight of beers to try.
Where do you
think we have our local chapter meetings? Clearly, at grocery store bar.
I need to go on the other side of the 405.
Yes. Dude, seriously, like when I moved to downtown and I was like, I don't know where my grocery stores are because I'm like, the ones that I would shop at are not existent.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to start going to Whole Foods. I was like, yep, nope. I'm like, I'm going to go down Cesar Chavez and like down Faith this way and find me a grocery store.
I want real tortillas, not organic ones.
You want the real carbs.
Yeah. Give me lard.
Whole Foods, also known as Whole Paycheck.
Oh, yeah. I've been to Whole Foods a couple of times. I didn't know there was a bar.
Whole Foods is a lunch place to me. This one place back home where I lived, the Whole Foods bar was like one of the best bars in the neighborhood.
I've been to the salad bar.
Awesome.
Because they're in my Lakers facility. We recover practice. I'd go get the salad bar there. Actually, Meta took me. Meta World Peace took me one time.
Really?
He's like, dude, you're eating sloppy. You got to meet me at Whole Foods. And we did things. He showed me like how to, because he's big on like walnuts, but the different kind of nuts.
Is he like a big health guy?
Oh, huge.
I did not know that.
Yeah, huge, huge guy.
Okay.
This was towards the end of his Laker run. So we met up there with one of the Lakers trainer at the time, Tim DeFrancisco. So we were like, okay, cool. The next day, I'm like, wait. That's a $28 box
salad,
right here.
Yeah.
Right? Like, nah, bro, we ain't doing this.
It'll do a lot for it, but you know, we're off the apps. We're doing okay.
Good for you.
I landed the plane. All right, which is to get out of the, you know.
So you're feeling good about yourself.
It's sort of a Star Wars. You know, we have to get out anyway.
I'm glad that we were able to open this up for you.
Of course,
you
know, that's get what off I'm the here chest. For. Anyway, yeah. Coming up, more Lakers talk. I'm Clinton Yates. He's Better Durant. This is ESPN 710.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sedano and Cap, Yates and Duran, Young Nipsey, got a Hollywood Walk of Fame star today. Would have been his 37th birthday. He was, of course, gunned down in his hometown of Compton, which is really sad. It was great to see Lauren London get out, talk about his legacy, talk about what he meant to not just Los Angeles, but what he meant to hip-hop overall. Beth, I don't know if you're a big Nipsey Hussle guy, but what did you think about the events of today?
It was pretty cool to see that. And I always get caught up in this of, damn, it sucks that they weren't there to appreciate that. You know, and Nipsey is a guy, or was a guy, who was making the impact, not just in the music, but in the community.
Yeah.
Like, he talked about it and lived it. The fact that the Marathon store is exactly where he was supposed to be at. You know, you guys.
That's a crazy coincidence in terms of just irony of, yeah. You know.
A lot of people, celebrities, will say, oh, you know, I'm from here, but then I'm also living behind the gates somewhere. Or I'll put on an event in a neighborhood that isn't where I grew up from. And to go and put your money in your mouth in the community that you actually talk about, not many people do that. So it's tragic, but his music lives on, and you hear that a lot. And, you know, I'll tell you, my son's a teenager, and you see a lot of his music lyrics get quoted. You know, the cool thing now for
social
teenagers,
social media, and all that stuff.
They'll do the pose, trying to look all cool, and it's usually a Nipsey lyric with the Marathon flag,
right?
You know, and you start seeing that impact of there, and it's kind of reminds me, for me, when Tupac, and Biggie, because those were my guys,
not dissimilar at all.
And always for me, no matter what, Tupac and Biggie would be the guys that are like, okay, for me, and then for this generation, it's gonna be Nipsey, the one who's gone down too soon.
Very true. Justin Tinsley, shout out to him, a colleague of mine who's ESPN 30 for 30 podcast, King of Crenshaw, is a great breakdown of Nipsey's relationship with a lot of the guys in the NBA, in terms of dudes he knew from Southern California, dudes he knew from LA. One of the most famous pictures of Nipsey is when there was almost a fight in the Lakers game, and Nipsey stood up like he was finna handle somebody. You know what I'm saying? And like, it never got to that, obviously, but that dude was a real one in every single way. Rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle, man. Separately, today is, by the way, National Relaxation Day. Beto, did you know that?
No.
What does Beto Duran do to relax?
Every day is relax day. She just had this conversation with a friend of mine who is a high-ranking political person who is overworked, overstressed, doesn't relax, and just hates everything about his life.
Oh, no.
But he's great, you know, because he's so high strung.
Right.
And he could never put his phone away. So I always like to harass him and call him like, hey, man, having a cigar, third hole right now on a Monday morning. So that was this Monday's conversation.
I was going to say, you are pretty good at relaxing. You play a lot of golf and
do
a lot of chilling.
Because I got nothing
else
to do.
You work hard. Yeah, no, I get it. I'm not saying you don't. I just mean, I feel like National Relaxation Day, by the way, in California, different matter, because there's a pretty obvious way for most people to relax. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
This is what we call the Mason method.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's
I stay chill. It was the same conversation I had with other people. Like, I created this lifestyle where I said, I don't have a boat. I don't have a new car. I don't have any bills. Like, believe me, I would like to have some new Air Maxes, but the ones from 3 years ago are good.
Hey, they work
good
for me.
They're good to go. But yeah, to relax, I stay namaste.
Okay. All right. Listen. The Lakers, we talked about them earlier in terms of their documentary stuff. We talked about Jeannie Buss. We talked about the Magic, Doc. Mm-hmm. We talked about winning time. But there's actual real basketball. There's real basketball to be played, and there's a couple things that actually are pretty funny. So, number one, the schedule is out, which means when the Lakers play is going to be a point of contention for fans around the league. You know how the Knicks play every Christmas, and everybody's like, why on earth are the Knicks playing on Christmas?
Okay.
The Lakers, who were terrible last year, let's be clear.
Yeah.
They get opening night against the Dubs.
Okay.
And you know what's happening that night?
Opening night against the
Warriors.
I don't know.
They're getting their rings. So the Lakers have to watch the Dubs get their rings in front of them. What do you think about that?
Good. Don't like it? Play better. That's my thing.
That's kind of where I am. Like, I think they deserve that.
So you want to have... Oh, you know what? I love pettiness. I just love that so much. I love infighting between actors and comedians and athletes and every back and forth, all that good stuff. I love this. Whoever made the schedule, kudos to you.
Smart
because
man.
You're going to get the Warriors on TV, first game of the year, fantastic. On TNT, probably, awesome. Who's the one that you can go and poke the needle at? LeBron watching the Warriors back and forth. Oh, that's good.
It's good.
I like that. I like that. Laker fans, not so much. But hey, you don't like it? Play better.
Really? But why wouldn't Laker fans like that? I feel like a lot of Laker fans think that that might be some sort of weird internal investigation.
No. Because Laker fans are thinking that, you
motivation,
know.
Motivation, rather. Sorry.
Look at us. We are this franchise of high esteem. We shouldn't be used as fodder to stand there and watch other people.
877.
Clippers deserve that, not the Lakers.
877-710-ESPN. Are the Lakers too good?
Have you talked to their fans? Hell yeah, they're fans. 877-710. Their fans think they're too good for anything.
3776.
They should not be the sixth seed. Doesn't matter what the record is. Come on now. Everybody should trade you Steph Curry for nobody. Come on now.
Please send all correspondents to @DurantSports because he's the one calling you out. I mean, you're right.
I say it all the time. Laker fans are super entitled. All they do is come back and say, how many rings have we won? Okay, what did you win last year? It's great for history-wise. It's amazing history-wise. Same thing with Celtic fans. What about this? Well, what did you do last year? Were you the last team standing last year? No? Okay, then. Suck it up.
877-710-3776. 877-710-ESPN. What do you think about the Lakers schedule matchup?
And, you know, I like that. You're going schedule breakdown. All
listen.
Right. All right.
I don't mind scheduling for all the offseason crap that doesn't matter, like who the fifth guy on the summer league team is. Never mind the fifth person on my Bumble roster. I'm joking. But, like, that I don't care about. The schedule is a thing that we actually have to pay attention to. Because
did they say who's on Christmas?
Hold on.
So Lakers are at home against who?
I think the Lakers play the Mavericks on... Lakers reportedly scheduled to play the Warriors on opening night and the Mavericks on Christmas. They also play the Clippers for the first time on October 20th.
Nice.
That's a pretty big game.
Yeah.
Reasonably big game.
October 20th, huh?
That's kind of late in the season. I mean, is that... The season starts... When does the season start?
October-ish.
October-ish, but I've forgotten this opening time of the season.
I'm still in baseball mode because you see what schedule came out today.
What's that? Oh, the World Series schedule. We can talk about that later.
Oh, I already made plans.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So your World Cup doesn't matter either? Because, like, this is all happening in sort of the same time.
Well, the World Cup matters because I can gamble on it. So, yeah, that's what matters.
It is going to be a hectic, hectic winter as far as all of that is concerned. But, yeah, I mean, I think, listen, this is the year where the Clippers discussion becomes very real.
Oh, look at you.
For
Clipper
a lot
talk
of Lakers
in August?
Fans, you brought it up.
No, you're the one bringing up Clipper
you
talk.
You said the Lakers don't deserve to be used as fodder. The Clippers.
No, that's what Laker fans do.
Oh, okay.
Clippers, sure. That's what I'm saying from a Laker fan's perspective. Put the Clippers up there. They haven't won anything.
The Clippers haven't won anything either, but the Clippers are better than the Lakers.
Yeah,
right
but
now.
I'm saying from the Laker fan perspective.
Well, what about the Beto Duran perspective? That's
a
big
matter.
Game.
Okay, for me, the perspective is, who's the biggest name that we can be petty with, and it's LeBron.
No.
You put him up there to watch Steph Curry and Klay Thompson get their ring.
I think it's actually a great idea because it's
absolutely
good for the league, and it's actually quite funny.
As a TV, you know, TV speak, get the two shot.
Yeah.
Get the two shot.
877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Vincent, you're in your car. You're on ESPN 710 with Beto and Yates. Please turn down your radio, but what up?
How you doing, sir?
Pretty good. What you got? You're on the air.
Okay, check this out. I worked at the Forum from 77 till about 92 or 93.
Wow, okay.
Let me tell you something. You guys, I'm 59. Are you guys up near my age or are you well younger?
Younger, 40, yeah. 41, excuse me.
Okay, you guys. And like my grandmother worked at the Forum when Jack King Cook was there. and she was a porter, and they had porters on each side, the orange side and the yellow side. The Forum is so much history. It's a lot in those two the documentary and Winning Time that hasn't even been near talked about, especially like the Laker girls. No one really knows how the Laker girls really blew up.
Hold on. Did you say you? Hold on. Did you say you worked at the Forum, or did you say your grand? I missed that. You worked at the Forum.
My grandmother worked there. My grandmother worked there. She brought us into the Forum. We used to go there with her to work. And as I grew up, right before high school, I started working at the Forum.
Okay.
Really young, and during the circus, and I sold sodas. Ended up working through the ushers. I can throw one name out at you for to be legitimate. Is Ron Maycorn. Does that name ring a bell?
No.
What are the good Ron Laker girl stories, bro?
No, well, this one I got to hold because that is going to go in Winning Time. But let me tell you about...
Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. Hey, Los Angeles. Don't call a radio station with your windows down when you're jumping through hyperspace on the Millennium Falcon talking about... I ain't gonna tell you no story. Goodness gracious.
I'm a hold on.
He's
got his own doc coming out.
Right. Did I miss something with that? I'm not mad at anybody other than him. So nobody's calling anybody out for putting that guy on the air. That was my choice. But come on.
By the way, he also did say that he worked there when I screened the call.
Well, he did say that he worked there. But the next thing you know, we're not talking about his grandmother. And I'm like, bruh, man.
He's like, well, I actually didn't technically work there. My grandma did.
Excuse me.
Let me tell you about this one time. Young fella.
Got to regroup. That was a bad job out of me.
No more callers.
I got to go do some push-ups.
Right, push-ups. Disconnect the phone.
Push-ups in the break. It's like when you miss a free throw or you drop a ball, you just immediately do push-ups on the side.
We were so good.
We were running a fast break.
I blew the layup.
I should have known something was wrong when I saw the call screen and it just said his name and it only said driving. And I'm like, bro, rule two, if you call a radio show, say a place. It could be where you live. Nobody actually cares where you are.
Yeah, the Motorola, man.
Bro. Oh. Anyways, coming up, we're going to regroup. All right, we're in shambles here. I'm Clayton Yates.
Namaste.
He's Better Durant.
Thanks, Christopher. Super excited. I love doing Radio Tinder, especially today when... So, first off, I just want to point out how creepily accurate...
The bit never changes. Anyway.
What'd you say?
Nothing. Go on. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
What did you say, though?
I just said the bit never changed.
No, never.
That's why I didn't understand. Yeah, I was like, go ahead. Sorry. Your show. My bad.
So I just want to point out how creepily accurate Facebook ads are. I saw like four things today that I was like, oh, I need to buy that. They were all on Amazon. But anyway, they were dead on when I saw this ad over the weekend due to, of course, my love for dogs. The ad is for an app called Sniff Spot, which is an app that matches dog owners with compatible backyard rentals to provide a safe space for pets to roam. So Sniff Spot was created for dogs who don't like fit in at a regular dog park and owners who either don't have a yard or they just like don't want to deal with talking to strangers. And the app features over 8,000 listings across 1,700 cities around the world, with the average booking costing a guest around $9 to $15 an hour. The top hosts on Sniff Spot make more than $3,000 a month in take-home pay, with most hosts averaging $500 to $1,000 a month.
What? To rent my backyard?
Mm-hmm. This is a total scam.
Mm-hmm. So, I know that some of us don't have a yard, but if you did, would you ever list it on Sniff Spot? Swipe left or swipe right? Clinton.
Swiping left. Way left. By the way, my swipe game is strong these days. I actually remember which side is which because I've been doing it so much in the last 3 weeks. No way. First of all, I have separate thoughts about the whole like commodification of every single space in every single part of every single place in the world. People running around their garages, people just randomly letting you use their, I don't know, 89 Maxima so you can drive down the street. Now you're letting people use your backyard. Next thing you know, it's going to be like, I'll charge you $5 to get into my bathroom if you're too drunk. Like, whatever. Like, I get it, but this is a weird service to me on a lot of levels, and I certainly would not be buying into it because I feel like you're inviting a very odd demographic into your crib. Not only is it a dog, which is fine, but you got somebody else with it. Like, I don't know. That just doesn't seem very safe to me.
All right. I am the official I don't like dogs, I'm scared of dogs guy, and I'm going to swipe right, Lindsay.
You're scared of dogs?
Oh, heck yeah.
Really?
I'm still terrified that I'm going to get bit, man.
He was scared of Chewy.
Yeah, I don't like him. Traumatized. Anyways, I'm going to swipe right.
Because, I did not know that. But
yeah, so this seems like something that in the Midwest or the South is going to happen. People who have big backyards and they have room to roam, I think if I can get $3,000 for letting somebody come to my backyard and let their dog out, no problem. Let me do it.
Yeah, but that's tough because the reason why I won't necessarily work there is because the space in between other spaces is the reason why people have big backyards to begin with.
Mind you, know? I've only seen the Midwest houses on movies. Right.
I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? Drive to another neighborhood?
This isn't happening in my street, right? Because there's no way.
It just doesn't seem very practical. Like, what am I going to drive to your house?
Yeah, because the people who have apartments, think about the millennials who are now working in tech in certain cities, and then where can I take my dog to roam? And then also, Clint, remember.
Doggy parks.
Okay, but you want
dogs
something
don't
there.
Get along with other dogs.
Also, yeah. Some of these backyards, if I'm doing it right, I'm going to make sure I have a nice setup background because this becomes an Instagram spot. This becomes a spot
that's
to
a
go
good point.
To.
Yeah.
If I can charge somebody to go to my backyard and they clean up after the dog.
Okay, that was
and
my got, thing.
They're, oh,
yeah, they have to.
They have
like,
to.
There's
clean,
like
you
rules
know?
And regulations.
Yeah.
And
I
they
want
do,
doggy poop everywhere.
So you get to use my backyard by yourself and I don't have to do anything. All right, and if I'm a crusty old dude in my 70s, come on, let's go.
If you're a crusty old dude in your 70s, maybe you don't need the dog if you can't take care of the dog without driving to somebody's backyard.
No, I'm talking about if that's my house, if I can
I
rent it out.
I see what you're
out.
Saying, if you're yeah. on the other
like,
side of that. Okay.
I'm thinking like a city like Austin, where you have so many young people in a tech area, like, oh, I want to go somewhere, look at nature with the dog, because you don't want to go to the dog park, because there's a lot of dogs at a dog park, right?
Yeah, and plus...
Isn't it like, always like sand and dirt?
I don't like to take my dog there because, like, first of all... Other people just don't know, a lot of people don't know how to, like, handle their dogs, and they just take them to the dog park, and they take them off the leash, and they just let them do whatever they want. So they could be, like, fighting with your dog, and they're just like, oh, they're just playing, it's fine. I mean, yeah. And then the other thing is not all people, like, get their dogs vaccinated, like, regularly, and there's, you know, kennel cough and all that kind of stuff going around where it's like, I don't know, I just feel like, you know, they're a good idea, but they can be sketchy.
Give me money.
It just doesn't feel like a good product to me. I don't feel like a lot of people are going to do this.
They have a lot of people, though. They said it's like
it's global,
a very growing...
So that's why they got a lot of people. But, in L.A., I don't see this being...
I feel like L.A. is a great place.
Oh, you
know
where this happens?
Where?
Agoura.
Okay. Very well.
Out there.
I was going to say Riverside.
Oh, my. No, Riverside, that might be a different kind of...
My building has a dog run. I mean, if you've talked about young, hip hotspots, a lot of these buildings now have places
I was gonna say
for
they
dogs
have,
to
like,
do this.
Yeah,
like,
mine
is one.
My apartment has, like, a little park, and it's not like a doggy thing, but you can walk your dog. And you know,
this
like,
one, the one in my joint is specifically for dogs. Like, it is called Dog Run. It's got a board that says that on the door.
No, mine has, like, a little, like, a volleyball court, and there's, like, a little park, and, you know, it says... Dogs are welcome or whatever. Right. So.
Yeah, they don't. In my apartment complex, they don't let dogs in the courtyard. Like, they're like, you can walk. Like, you're not supposed to have your dog, like, playing in the courtyard because their point is, well, kids play there and people have picnics and they don't want your dog peeing all over the grass. So.
The dogs pee in the elevator where I'm at, so.
That's bad.
That? Dude,
another
reason to train
their
dogs. Dude, why?
It's gross.
Like, it's so nasty.
Gross.
And, like, I seen this lady. She literally let her dog do it right in front of me and goes,
what?
Oopsie. And I'm like, oh, hell no.
Oopsie?
I was like, lady, that's nasty.
Oopsie kaboopsie? Absolutely
nasty.
Not. I'm not turning you in, but I'm saying
well,
something.
I don't know where she lives because, you know, I don't know what apartment she walked out of, but it's
oh,
nasty.
Bro, no, that would have been a confrontation for your boy. I hate getting in the
I
elevator.
I was like, that's nasty.
And I'm like, I know y'all ain't, I said this before in the air. I was like, I know y'all ain't going full Scott Kaplan on your lawn here. This is clearly your dog. Clean it up. It's disgusting. Anyway.
For what it's worth, as a former homeowner and a current apartment liver, I think that the sniff spot's a good idea. I think it could work.
So you're signing up.
It works in Bristol.
I would do it if I had a yard. Like, if I still lived back home and I had my house, I would probably do it.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the usage for the customers.
How about this?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I need that. My dog doesn't really need it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know many people who are willing to go that far. If you don't have a yard, then you're going to somebody else's yard. That seems like a long way to go for your dog to use the bathroom.
What about this? My boy Ruben Polanco. What if I sell beer and tacos in my backyard and the dogs play?
That's just a party.
Let's go.
You don't need the dog for that.
You can do whatever the heck you
heck
want.
Heck yeah.
Your yard.
$30 beers.
Listen, all I'm saying is
done in 6 months.
There's obviously a market for it. And if people are going to pay it, why not, right?
All right, sure.
All right, so
what's next?
Now it's time that we're going to check in on the Am I the A-hole forum. It's been a while since I've done one.
Whoa.
Now, you don't know about this? Am I the A-hole? This is like a whole thing where people write different stories and then people basically comment and say,
this has to be a Reddit thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
I thought it was an account on Instagram. I'm ready to follow.
I mean, it's
close.
They have a Twitter one that has like an abbreviated social media.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
know. Yep, they're everywhere.
All right.
No, they're actually like, a lot of them are like really get you thinking. Like this one, for example.
A lot of them are fake, but that's another.
Let me get my bat out.
It's still fun combo, right?
It's great content. Let's go.
So a woman is angry that her husband keeps using their main bathroom to do his business in the morning, which leaves her struggling to get ready for work. She claimed that even though they have two bathrooms, her husband insists on using the big bathroom for his business, even though it leaves it so smelly that she can't use the bathroom herself for extended periods of time. The woman thinks that her husband should only be allowed to use the smaller bathroom for going number two. But he refuses to change his ways. Is the wife the a-hole here? Swipe left or swipe right?
100%. Clearly leaving out the important detail of
exactly.
The fact
we're
that
swiping right all day,
the
both of us.
The big bathroom is the nice bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And if you've got to be in there longer, you're using the nice bathroom. And if you've married someone and you don't know what the landscape looks like after you drop the number two bomb, you have not paid attention enough to your partner. You cannot at that late stage be trying to switch up the morning routine because you were not paying attention at any other time.
All right, now Lens.
Bad scouting department.
Who pays the bills? Does he have a job? No, does he have a job?
Well, I don't know.
I mean,
see? She talked about how it bothers her getting ready for work in the morning and, you know, when I had my house and I had a bathroom and a half, my ex-boyfriend who lived with me at the time would voluntarily use the smaller bathroom because I would be like, dude, really?
Yeah. Yeah, look at that.
You know? This guy's saying, he's saying, you know what? My house, woman. This is what he's doing.
I mean, for grown folks to be like, I cannot use a bathroom because my spouse is blowing it up so hard. Like, how did you get this far?
Yeah. Why are they still married?
This is like the Lakers. How did we get to the point where Westbrook was still throwing up bricks every single night and the team was like, oh, I wonder what's going on? You knew what you got when you got here.
Uh huh.
Listen, if you smell
and he
the
might
bathroom,
be doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
He might be looking for an exit plan.
At this point, he probably is. But if you stink up the bathroom,
a little psychological warfare. Yeah.
Kick me out, please. Help.
All right, last one here.
And yes, she is.
Okay. Right, exactly.
I gotcha. So Tom Holland is taking a break from social media for his mental health, but he didn't do so.
One more time. Who?
Tom Holland.
Who's
from
that?
Spider-Man.
Indistinguishable young white guy who you probably wouldn't be able
actor?
To pick out of a lineup.
He's, an actor who's in Spider-Man. Right. Yeah.
And I say that respectively. Like, there's a lot of guys that kind of look
so he's Spider-Man.
Similar. Yeah, but like he's
Zendaya's
a long.
Zendaya's Boo.
Yeah.
So he's not. He's Tobey Maguire.
Zendaya's Boo. He's a younger version
of Tobey
Maguire.
Maguire.
No, I mean he replaced Tobey Maguire.
No, because there've been many Spider-Mans. It's a long story.
Okay. So he's Spider-Man. All
anyway,
right.
he's a famous actor. He's dating Zendaya, which
that's
important.
Why
oh,
most
big.
People
she's
know
big.
Him. Yes. Yeah. That's why I know who he is.
Okay.
So over the weekend, Tom Holland went on Instagram and he explained his absence from social media, saying that he reading about himself online has negatively impacted his mental health. He said, quote, I'm taking a break from social media for my mental health because I find Instagram and Twitter to be overstimulating and overwhelming. I get caught up and I spiral when I read things about me online, and ultimately it's detrimental to my mental health state. So I decided to take a step back and delete the app. So I want to ask you guys, should Tom Holland or any celebrity slash famous person for that matter have to explain themselves for going dark on social media? Swipe left or swipe right? Beto, you go first.
Swipe left. You don't have to explain a damn thing to anybody. I'm always suspicious when somebody says that I'm taking a break, but then they announce the break on social media.
Right. That's
that's where I'm like, because if you were really having, and I'm not doubting him fully, but if you're having these mental issues, just delete the damn thing.
Just move right along.
And
yeah.
I love instigating stuff on social media, going back and forth with people.
We know.
And no, because
shouts to the community.
Yeah,
the circle
exactly.
Of trust.
But do I really care what a stranger says about me? No. I mean, it's taken a long while for you to figure out how secure you are and what you got to do with yourself. But I rather look at the 9 of the 10 positive comments that I get instead of that one negative that tells me you suck. Okay. Cool. Well, what about the 9 good ones that I got? Tell me that, hey, you helped me with my drive or help me, you motivate me to do this
right.
or do that. I'd rather focus on that. Mind you, that's just me. But I do get it where you're a celebrity or an athlete, especially athletes. Some of the stuff that they get through.
Vicious.
It's ugly. People hide behind.
Speaking of Russell Westbrook. Yeah.
Exactly. But you don't ever have to explain why you're doing anything. But if you're a celebrity and you're an actor, you can't also be the guy say, hey, let me promote my movie on social media. And then when you get the negative backlash, oh, this is too mad for me. Like, you can have it both ways.
You know, it's interesting because he's a very specific type of person in this regard. You mentioned it. Big time Hollywood actor. I wouldn't necessarily think he was reading a lot of his own social media anyway. You know, like, mute your name. But I'm not saying he shouldn't get off it, but it's an interesting dichotomy because the reason you announce something at all is because a lot of fans will be disappointed, and you don't want to then bring on more sort of weird, stalkerish, potentially kind of stuff. But there is a little bit of a conflict there because you've got to show face in the regard of, I'm not just going to disappear on the people that support me. But at the same time, it's like, well, if you needed to disappear, you probably should disappear. I'll swipe right on this because I don't think he owes anybody an explanation, but I do think there is some utility in that. But more so than anything, it's like you can change your interaction with social media based on what works for you and what doesn't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The apps are still social media, and I've deleted those too. How about that?
Yeah, but you know, it's always easier to say I'm having trouble while you're a millionaire and you have every world you want.
Okay. I'm not saying the guy doesn't have problems.
I'm just saying, like, okay, if he was a struggling actor, right?
Yes.
Tell me he's just trying to audition every single day, trying to get a bit role on a sitcom. Is he deleting his social media?
No. This is certainly a first world rich people problem situation. Yeah. Absolutely.
But again, I just want to point out, can you imagine some of the, like, I feel like a lot of people are more prone to, just like in general, people are always more quick to point out the negative stuff and like rip people and bash people than they are to like.
I get told I got three chins on TV every time. I get told I suck.
We're on TV all the time. I can certainly imagine.
And I always write back. Love my fans.
That would take a toll, you know?
That's where the old thanks for reading.
No, at the end of the day, the only opinion that matters is the one in the mirror.
Yeah.
They're still supporting you, whether it's negative or positive.
This is what I'm saying. Engagement is engagement.
Exactly.
Anyway. Any more, Lindsay? Are we good?
That's it for Radio Tinder.
Thanks, Lindsay!
Thanks, Lindsay!
You're
oh my god,
guys.
It was great!
Glad you loved it!
Coming up, more Laker talk. It's the middle of August.
Of course we're going to do that.
Found a way.
Good job, Sliwa.
Back into the news cycle. Duran and Yates, and Sedano and Cap on ESPN. Sedano and Cap.
Oh.
Yates and Duran, ESPN 710. Is there any particular reason we're playing this song? Is there
no.
a birthday? Shakira?
Well, it's because like a lot of the songs that came out today are very slow.
Okay.
So I just
didn't
like
know. There's always, you know, listen, as a fully operational battle station here, I presume that everything is with intent
okay.
on occasion.
I would think so. Yeah, this has
my
no
hips don't lie because people were calling me out and said that me and Lindsay were mean for making profiles and just saying that, you know, we did it because we were bored and there was no intention behind it.
Okay.
And I was like, hey,
break.
First of all, I actually said that on the app. So I was like, yo, not really know what I'm looking for. I'm just bored. So,
right.
I mean, y'all still hit me up. That's not my problem.
Fair enough. All right. By the way, come on down to the Homebound Brewhouse at Union Station on Wednesday, August 24th for the Sedano and Cap live broadcast from 4 to 7 p.m. Enjoy some food and drink specials before you watch the Boys in Blue. Plus, you'll have a chance to win some ESPN LA swag, including the Wild Ding shirts. That's Wednesday, August 24th at Union Station in downtown LA. Union Station, where Los Angeles begins. Beto, you going to be there or what?
If I'm in the country, yeah.
In the country?
Yeah, I might be working a fight in Chile. So
Chile?
Yeah, I hooked up with this MMA company based in San Diego, but they do the fights in Mexico and South America.
Okay.
So there might be one in Chile for me. So if I'm in the area, I'm there. I'm not trying to drop I'm going to Chile. But that's pretty cool.
I mean, you dropped it.
About time I do something good around here. And so I do that bar at Union Station.
I've never been.
Popping.
Lindsay, have you ever been to that bar?
I have not. I'm excited to go, though. And I'm going to go to the game afterwards, so.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to the game, too?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wait, is there a Dodger game afterwards?
There is, but you know, weirdly, the game starts at 6 o'clock that day. But
so you're going
okay.
to a quarter of a game.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, for such a, I can.
Sidebar, Dodgers are up right now after Freddie Freeman hit a banger.
Bomb, 16th of the year,
Freddie
Freeman.
In Milwaukee, so.
Oh, right now, Luis Urias is up. I love how they show is the Magdalena de Quino, Mexico. Luis Urias. Love that, man.
Yeah?
I love because it's they could just put on the graphic Mexico.
They could.
Right? No, you put where he's from. That's
they put
pretty
the
cool.
full thing. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So by the way, Walker Buehler out for the season. Elbow surgery. We're not very worried though, are we, Beto?
No, because the Dodgers are stacked. They're loaded. Dustin May returns, and this is a team that haven't had him all year long. So if they were using him and he goes down now, it's like, ooh, how do we replace him? But they've had all year without him. So you know what you have to do. You know how to compete without him.
Is this a situation? This is kind of a weird internal question. One of the things I ask all the time. Like, is he going to be with the team, do you think? Like, what happens?
Probably not. Nah.
Maybe for home games?
Probably home games. It depends on where he's going to do his rehab at. I mean, a guy like him, it's also. You've been around guys, especially in baseball, where if you're not part of the team that year,
it's hard. Yeah.
I can be here and help something, but he hasn't been around all year long.
Yeah. For that reason is why I don't think this is, frankly, that big of a deal.
No.
I mean, the Dodgers are stacked. You know, 15 games ahead. The question is now how they're going to keep their foot on the gas or not in order to get to the playoffs.
That's the hard part, too, with baseball.
I don't believe, listen, to me, I think when your baseball team is moving the right way, well-coached, well-oiled, well-disciplined, I don't think that you have to worry about the level of speed you're putting on the gas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the cruise control is already established. That's why you're such a good team. I don't think that the expectations have changed remotely for this Dodgers team. And quite frankly, I'm still on the board with, if they lose, if they don't win the World Series, that's a disappointment. And a failure and disappointment are two different things. And I don't think it would be a failure, but I do think it would be highly disappointing if they can't manage to find a way to at least get to the World Series.
You need to get to the World Series.
Has to happen.
Minimum.
Has to happen.
Yeah. And don't give me this, oh, in the playoffs, anything can happen. It's true, but I don't want to hear it because you should be better than that.
There is one thing that matters in this scenario, which is that there is now a two-series bye.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you win it, you know, if you win the whole thing, you're good. I mean, if you win the whole league, you're good. And so I think they can actually help themselves by making sure that they stay on top. Obviously, you don't want to pull a Yankees or whatever, a Red Sox, and all of a sudden just fall out of the middle and, you know, yeah, middle of the sky. But I'm not super worried about it because I think this team is obviously in a very good
place. Worried about the Mets?
No. There's two reasons I'm not worried about the Mets. Number one is that they're pitching. Well, number one is that they're the Mets. But number two.
That's exactly my thing. I don't have any answer beyond they're the Mets, and I don't expect anything to do with them.
I do. I do think the Mets are, from a matchup standpoint, legitimately the Dodgers' biggest actual problem.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets have a lot of hit first plus infielders. So there's a reason why they don't hit a lot of bombs and they're getting on. This is deep baseball chalk talk. But the
Which
point
is good,
is,
though.
They're a good scouting team. They are in a scouting team that is along the lines more of the Dodgers than they are some of these other teams like the Yankees that are just trying to get guys to hit bombs and do just throw 100 miles an hour. That's not how you build a baseball team anymore. The Mets are actually doing it the right way because they've actually gotten their front office in order, and Buck Showalter is a guy that can actually manage a team.
Buck's a different guy. Huh?
Buck's a totally different guy.
He wears out his welcome after 3 years, but those 3 years, he gets you something that you're like, oh, okay, we built.
Buck corked a bat on live TV one time. It was amazing.
What do you mean?
That guy, he was on Baseball Tonight, and he just showed everybody in America how to cork a bat, and he did it. It was fantastic. You don't
really
remember that?
No.
One of the best things Buck Showalter ever did. Anyway, 877-710-ESPN.
You love the callers.
Yeah, people want to talk. People got things to say, and if they say something stupid, I can yell at
them. Don't mess up, callers.
John, you're in Ontario. Bring it.
What's up, guys? How you guys doing, man?
What up?
Bring it.
Awesome. Hey, the problem with the Dodgers is they don't have anybody that, pitcher-wise, that puts fear in the other team's lineup. They don't. I mean, Urias, he's and they're all young. And I'm sorry, anybody that throws, you know, like Anderson, all the Gosselin, he's young. There's nobody. And Mets have, like, Scherzer and DeGrom, all flamethrowers. That's going to be a problem, guys.
Appreciate the phone call, John. And I actually, the reason I said that is because I wanted to see what he meant by that. Scherzer, to me, does not try to, Scherzer to me is not a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, remember what he said last year in the playoffs? Remember what he said? Oh, my arm fell off. I was like, oh, is that so? Because last time I checked, you're a pitcher. And if your arm falls off, well, then I'm not too worried about what you're going to do a year later. With a different team, like, I just don't think he's got the gas. I really actually don't.
He's six for you.
He's just a little too old.
He's five and a half. Five and a third is what Scherzer's going to give you.
Max. You know what I'm saying?
With max effort.
And I don't, and that's not a pun intended. I'm not too worried.
And I hear what he says about the young pitchers. Oh, they're young. Well, they're doing the job. They're figuring things out. If Gonsolin was going to fall off, he'd be falling off by now.
Yeah, well, that's my thing. And I'm like, I don't understand the concept of young pitchers being a problem. Like, that was a weird comment. But their depth is unparalleled, Beto. You know what I'm saying? They're bringing guys up from all over the place. And they're, you know, the Traces of the world, that one kid who had the great game in Colorado, and all of a sudden, that doesn't really matter for the playoffs. It matters in the context of the flow that we discussed.
They keep on
this
going.
This team has not missed a beat all season. It's great. I think this team's going to win the World Series. When are we going to Anaheim, by the way?
Well, we got to go check out Ohtani, so we got to make sure. That's the only reason I'm going to go. If Ohtani's not pitching, I'm not going.
Is he, do we have, there's no chance that he gets shelved or anything crazy like that for, you know, if they.
I mean, Artie needs people to show up.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to shelve the best guy out?
Right.
I mean, what are you going to do? Like, who's going to, you're going to go watch, name somebody else on the team. And I'm not being a jerk about this.
Put me on the spot right here. No,
you're the baseball guy.
I know, but I'm trying to think of who's on the team. I can barely even name the manager. What are we going to do?
Phil Nevin.
Phil Nevin. That's right. That, he's a.
Yeah, Cal State Fullerton.
Fullerton. Titan. What are we going to do in Anaheim besides go to the game? You got a spot down there?
Oh, no.
You got no spots in Anaheim?
It's OC,
man. Lotto's got spots in Anaheim.
It's Orange County.
I mean, DTF,
no.
I'm just saying.
No.
DTF.
Yeah. Nah, Fullerton's too far.
It is. Oh, my God. It is not far from there.
From Angel Stadium, it is.
No, it's not.
If you're going to a game and you're drinking, you want to be able to stumble out and go to the next spot around the stadium.
Okay, but it's not.
I'm
that
not going to drive up. I'm not. If I have to get on a freeway, then I'm not going.
Really?
After a baseball game?
Oh, after a baseball game.
After the baseball game, you're going to get on a freeway and drive 15 minutes somewhere?
Yeah, we did that after the softball game.
I know,
but that's because we played and we were in the zone.
I'm messing with you.
I don't think it's far.
It's far.
I was literally just around that area today.
Uh-huh. And if you're going to go, so you've been at a baseball game all day long, right? All night. And then you want to go somewhere and like,
but like Angel games are like super chill.
It's like going to the golf course.
Yeah.
Nothing like Dodgers.
Yeah.
Stadium, there's no like you turning there. Up, you know?
Yeah, but we're not trying to turn up. We just, you know, afterwards, hey, if you're going to an Angel game, first of all, there's going to be no vibe. So we're going to go afterwards like, hey, let's just go get something to eat.
That's why I'm definitely turning up after the game.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
But I don't want to drive somewhere. It's like, what can we go around the stadium?
Okay, you'll take him to the game and then
we'll go somewhere else.
Go ahead. Let me tell you, you think I'm old then? Old man Clinton's going to turn old that day too.
First of all, all right. Listen, I'm old because I be getting around the nation. Not because I be getting around the OC.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry about what I be doing.
Uh-huh.
I'm kidding. I'm very old. Ancient, bro. You should have seen me this weekend. I was like,
you're washed.
Very washed.
Are you getting washed?
Listen, I pick my spots. Okay. That's what matters.
Ooh.
Pick them well.
You need that afternoon nap?
Tell me about it.
Really?
Coming up. We got some more questions from the callers, including one I want to get to. Stay on the line. This one is funny. It's Sedano and Cap, Clinton Yates, Better Durant, ESPN 710.